Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Joining us on SBS Filipino are our mental health warriors from the Mental Health Foundation Australia. We've got Mental Health Foundation Australia Chairperson Jim Goodin. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
We have the Vice Chair of Mental Health Foundation Australia, Vasan Srinivasan. Good morning.
Good morning and thank you for inviting us.
And of course, our multicultural ambassadors, the lovely ladies Rowena Hansen and Laura Love. Good day.
Magandang umaga sa
listeners ng SBS.
October is Mental Health Awareness Month. And your organization has lined up a series of events. But before we talk about the events, let's talk about the importance first of mental health and the stigma that is chained with mental illness. Fact is, 1 in 5 Australians are affected by mental illness, yet many don't seek help because of the stigma. Why do you think, Jim, that despite the conscious effort to raise awareness about mental illness, the stigma on mental illness is still very strong?
Look, I think it's still very strong because it's been so persistent in history for literally thousands and thousands of years. Mental illness has been inexplicable. People haven't had understanding of it, haven't been able to explain it, haven't been able to explain strange behaviour that people indulge in. But now, with recent advances, I think we have a far better understanding of the way the brain functions and the way and reason that people behave in certain ways, and that we're more likely now to be able to categorise it in terms of an illness in the same way that we categorise physical illnesses. I think this has done a wonderful job of destigmatising mental illness, and people have become aware that mental ill health is part of a process of losing one's good health, and that we can implement certain strategies in our lives, reducing stress, for example, making sure we manage our time properly, even that we get our sleep and we eat properly, etc. We socialise with good friends. All these things are good for our mental health, but I think it's the fact that we now have a far better understanding and awareness of mental health. And just to be on the optimistic side, you know, this has been an enormous change over the last 10 or 20 years, and people are really benefiting from it, because we don't want people not to seek treatment for mental health problems. We need them to seek treatment, because the longer they leave their ill health, the less likely it is to be treated and the worse they will become.
But even if we have these mental health awareness, some people are still afraid to open up about their mental health or mental health issues. Vasan?
Absolutely. No, if you take back my early days in life, say 7-10 years old, I've seen within my family and friends, we lived in a small village which is 350 kilometers from Chennai. Those days, mental health issue is considered something which no one understood.
Yeah.
Physically, yes. And I can say one or two examples. The antenatal depression, something which hits many women,
yes,
mothers and sisters in their life. In our village, you know, we never had doctors. We never seen a bus. We never seen a train. For you to walk and see the bus, you know, traveling is 5 kilometers. School is far away. So if you go back to those days, every one of us used to think, oh, this is something which is beyond our understanding.
Yeah.
So they made it a stigma, and they didn't want to talk about it.
That's right.
Because if you have a headache, if you got leg pain, if you got some other pains, there is a cure which you got tablets and medicine. The medical industry was not really forward in thinking about mental health issues those days. So we worked on that in such a way that let's keep away from that and not to talk about it.
Yeah.
That created a stigma within our community. Now, in the last 10, 15 years, what my understanding is, things have shifted. People are talking about it.
Yeah.
If you start talking about it, if you've got a family to support you, friends are with you, this is one illness which you can come out of pain.
Yeah. You know, in the Filipino culture, we are taught if you have a mental illness, you just sleep it off.
Growing up, especially in a city, Manila, we were taught to be, just, you know, be brave, resilient, to an extent that even if you're feeling really down, you know, your family would tell you, oh, just sleep it off, it'll go away.
Yeah.
No, exactly the same thing. I think when you talk about anything that's relating to mental health, they'll just say, that's all in your head. Like, we've touched on this the last time, and it's so true. And, you know, and even friends of mine are still saying the same thing. I think it's just because, let's be honest, in Asia, I'll speak more in the Philippines because that's where we grew up. We've never really sort of had an introduction when we were young about mental health, you know, and all that. So we're not really knowledgeable when it comes to these things. So, you know, for us, even in, especially in the provinces and all that, like, you know, they think they just say you're crazy and all that, you know. And it's very sad. And we don't have funds for that. I don't think we do, don't we?
And whenever we discuss about science, from grade one to high school to till college, no one really discusses about mental health.
It's a sign of weakness too, you know, which is how we see it here as well. More so for men, you know.
Yeah, and even in the Philippines before, when we see people who are suffering with mental illness, we call them crazy people. We laugh at them.
We do. And it's so sad, you know, because, again, because we're not educated.
The lack of education.
And that's really the lack of education. We're not aware of it. If you speak to someone who, obviously, say if we go back to Philippines, not everyone. I remember when I went home for a holiday. They have no clue, you know.
And most of the time, they avoid,
they avoid discussing about it as well.
Discussing, and they see someone who they think is experiencing one, they'll go, oh, better avoid that person.
And that's discrimination.
That's the stigma,
So again, if you look at it, the Western society picked it up much earlier than people like us from India, Philippines, or anywhere else. The Asian community, we always put that as a positive side of it, in a way that if we have an issue with you, the best way to do meditation, go to temple, go and pray, that'll bring you positiveness.
And that's not enough.
That's not enough, because you need to talk about it. You need to ask for help. You need to get support from others, you know, especially the nuclear family those days was different compared to where we are today. We don't talk to each other. We don't know who's our neighbor nowadays.
That's true. So we live in a very isolated society. But what can we do to help shed a more positive light on mental health?
I certainly think the Mental Health Foundation is doing it. And our multicultural ambassadors like Laura and Rowena are doing a wonderful job, because they're getting out into the community. They're talking about mental health. They're encouraging their organizations and their contacts to discuss issues relating to mental health. They're promoting it. They're doing a wonderful thing. This is such important work, this promotion, this awareness work that they're doing, and letting people understand that there now are treatments. We do have treatments. It's not the great mystery. That it's still mental ill health is obviously still a great mystery. There's a lot we don't understand about the brain and the functioning of the mind and human behavior. But we do know so much more, so much more. And it was only, you know, 10, 15 years ago that GPs, for example, were only given 2 days training in mental illnesses. In their training. Well, now there's a lot more emphasis, for example. We have a lot more mental health professionals, and governments are starting to talk about mental health also. So it has to be a grassroots movement. It's got to begin with people like our multicultural ambassadors, you know, going out passionately into the community and promoting mental health. And it's slowly working. We have our Prime Minister talking about mental health. We have a Royal Commission going on now into this in this state, into mental health. Let's hope that some real benefits come from all of this movement and all of this activity and this grassroots movement. The Mental Health Foundation's job is really to be a catalyst and to push this movement as much as we can.
If you look at it before 2000, there are not many conversation about depression. I really appreciate what Jeffrey Canada has done to this country. He was the first one to put the depression on the platform. And if you go back again, talk about Neil Cole, former member for Melbourne, he spoke about his bipolar. Before that, I couldn't understand what was bipolar. Look at Andrew Robb, was a former trade minister. See what happens when people consider celebrities and top level.
True.
When they start talking about the issues connected to mental health, our community is more switched on than me or Jim or Laura or Rowena is talking about it. That's this is where our mind is not tuned on into those mental health issues. Now we are. So the government is taking every step, especially the current federal health minister, Greg Hunt, as well as Martin Folio, Victoria's mental health minister. We never had a separate minister for mental health.
No.
The government has taken the step forward to make sure that community is connected and we can assist them in relation to mental health issues.
You have an upcoming festival as well?
We have a wonderful multicultural festival on the 5th of October, and we're having all sorts of community groups. Of course, the Filipino group. We also have Indian Bollywood Dance School, a very, very famous dance school here in Melbourne. And we have Indonesian performers. We even have Greek. We have Serbian. You name the nationality.
And we got a Filipino singer. Laura is performing.
Oh, Laura.
And so is Rowena.
Even if no one else was coming, that would be worth coming to.
Ladies, would you like to invite our Filipino listeners to come by at the event?
Yeah, so on the 5th of October, I'll make it Taglish. On the 5th of October, we've got a multicultural festival happening near Queensbridge.
Queensbridge, that's right.
Yeah, so me and Laura will be hosting part of the event, and Laura will be singing as well.
Wow.
And you're singing too.
Yeah,
we're doing two-way.
And we've got a few of our elderlies, Filipino elderlies, that will be presenting our folk songs, folk dances.
This is for all of us. We need to unite and show unity. And that's one of the things I love about Melbourne too, though, that we are so multicultural. We can change things one step at a time.
264 languages spoken in Victoria.
Yes, true.
236 nationalities in Victoria. 118 faiths. We are one, Melbournians.
Comment Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.